نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى states in the glorious Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. O you who believe, fear the disobedience to Allah, fear the displeasure of Allah. حق تقاته, as it deserves fearing. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it deserves fearing. That means fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. Stay away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the best of your ability. Do not leave any stone unturned in order to stay away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Die, but don't disobey Allah. Always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never forget Him. Always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never be ungrateful to Him. Always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never disobey Him. Until when? وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Until you die. There are two words used in this verse of the Quran. One is taqwa, the other is Islam. Ittaqullah, taqwa. Wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun, Islam. The words are different, but they convey the same meaning. Islam is to fully submit to the will of our Creator. That means, Islam means not to do anything against the will of our Creator. And taqwa means not to do anything which will bring the displeasure of our Creator. Different words, but they convey the same meaning. So, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Give everything you have. According to your ability, make sure that you never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And until when? Until you reach the age of 25? Until you reach the age of 30? Until you reach retirement age? No, until your last breath. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أي لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُتَّقُونَ. Live the life of taqwa and die the death of taqwa. Every moment of your life, every second of your life, until you breathe your last, make sure you live a life of taqwa. That means you live a life pure from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqwa upon which, or the stage of taqwa, there are various stages of taqwa. The stage of taqwa upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all promises. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا. If the people accepted iman, وَاتَّقَوْا and adopted taqwa. Iman and taqwa. What would Allah grant them? لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we would open the doors of barakat for them, from the earth and from the heavens. Barakat would surround them from all four corners. The stage of taqwa, the level of taqwa that is required to bring all these barakat in one's life, in one's death, in one's grave, in one's hashr, reckoning, pulsirat, is abstaining from disobedience to Allah. This is taqwa. Be that disobedience major or minor, abstain from disobedience to Allah. Now the question arises that yes, we would love to do that, abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are humans. We are all prone to making mistakes. We are not Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. We are not masoom. We are not immune. We are not immune. Yes, definitely we are not immune. But if we exert effort and make our hearts more healthier from the spiritual aspect, then we will reach that stage of taqwa whereby we will abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except on certain occasions. Once in a while, overcome by shaitan and nafs, will make a mistake. At this precise moment, the condition of many of us is that once in a while we obey Allah. We should continually obey Allah, once in a while overcome by shaitan and nafs. If we do commit a sin, the noor of taqwa will not tolerate the filth of that sin and it will compel us to make tawbah immediately. That is the condition we want to acquire. By striving, by exerting effort on our hearts, to make our hearts healthier, fitter, by acquiring the stamina of taqwa, whereby we are able to resist sins. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and then a sin is committed. But the heart is so pure that the filth of that sin is visible immediately, and the person cannot rest in peace until he repents and purifies his heart again. So the cycle of life from today will be, inshallah, taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah. We try our utmost to keep our clothes clean. And when they become dirty, they go in the laundry. So we try our utmost to keep our clothes clean. As soon as they become dirty, we take them off, put on a new pair, and we wash these clothes. That should be our behavior as regards to our heart. Because heart is much more valuable than our clothes. Heart is much more valuable. Heart is the center of the love of Allah. Heart is the center of Iman. Heart is the center of the recognition of Allah. Heart is the center of the Quran. That is where people memorize the Quran and put the Quran. Heart is the center of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It should never become filthy. It should never become filthy. We should try to safeguard our hearts from becoming filthy, just as we safeguard our clothes, our bodies. And as soon as the body and the clothes become dirty, we immediately wash it. Similarly, we will try our utmost to keep our hearts clean from the filth of sin, from the filth of disobedience to Allah. And as soon as we disobey Allah and our hearts become filthy, we will immediately use the soap of tawbah, soap of istighfar, and we will wash our hearts, inshallah. Everybody make this firm resolution. That inshallah from today we will live a life of taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah. A person is taqwa, 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 taqwa. MashaAllah, he is pure. He is pure. Taqwa, taqwa. He leaves the masjid and the opportunity arises to gaze at a non-mahram lady. Taqwa. He lowers his gaze. Huh? The opportunity arises to backbite somebody, he controls his tongue. Taqwa. Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. Comes the time for Zohar and the nafs prevents him from coming to the masjid, he forces his nafs to come to taqwa. So as long as a person remains with taqwa, taqwa, obedience to Allah, he will remain pure. But he sleeps. He sleeps and he does not come for Zohar. He sleeps and his gazes wander around here and there. He sleeps and he watches a film. He sleeps and he misuses the internet. He sleeps and he backbites. As soon as he sleeps, then he no more remains on the platform of taqwa. And if he is no more on the platform of taqwa, then he is not clean, he is not pure, he has become filthy. And if he has become filthy, then he needs to purify himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the soap of tawbah for us. And the soap of tawbah, a person can use it how many times in his life? Limit 100,000 times only? 1 million times only? No. Until you breathe your last, you have the chance of using the soap of tawbah. But we don't know when we will breathe our last. So at the first opportunity, as soon as we sleep, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ Taqwa, 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 sleep, tawbah. Taqwa, 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 sleep, tawbah. And tawbah is not something separate from taqwa. Tawbah is part of taqwa. So taqwa, 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 you sleep, tawbah, you are still on taqwa. And attaibu min al-zambi kamalla zambalahu. After sinning, when a person repents, he is as if he has not committed that sin. In the eyes of Allah, he is not guilty. I forgive my son, I forgive my friend, I forgive my brother, but I know that my brother is guilty of doing this thing. I have forgiven him, but he is guilty. As far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, once he has forgiven him, this person is no more guilty. The angels are made to forget. It is erased from the book of deeds. He is not guilty. It is as if he has not committed the sin. So inshallah from today we will live this life of taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah. And try your utmost to do this. Even if you have to repent 1,000 times in 24 hours. 1,000 times. And I say to my friends that tawbah, there are certain conditions for tawbah. One condition is that the person has the firm resolution that I am not going to do this again. But I say to my friends that even if your resolution is not there, Even if your resolution is not there, turn to Allah and say, "Oh Allah, forgive me, I will not do this again." Even if your resolution is not there, at least the tongue is saying this. Inshallah, when the tongue continually says that, "Oh Allah, I will not do this again, forgive me. Oh Allah, I will not do this again." After a while, you will feel embarrassed that my heart is saying I am going to do this tomorrow and my tongue is saying to Allah that I won't do it again. No, I have to bring my heart with my tongue. And a time will come when your heart will also say that, "Oh Allah, I will not do this again tomorrow." Taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. I am going to use different words now. Taqwa, taqwa. Taqwa, you are the beloved of Allah. Taqwa, you are the beloved of Allah. Taqwa, you are the beloved of Allah. Taqwa, sleep, you are no more the beloved of Allah. And when you repent, again you become the beloved of Allah. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah makes those people beloved who repent. At-tayyibu habibullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who repents is the beloved of Allah. So the one who remains on taqwa is the beloved of Allah. So taqwa beloved, taqwa beloved, taqwa beloved. You sleep, you are no more beloved. How can you become the beloved of Allah again? You need to strive for another 6 months to become the beloved of Allah? No, as soon as you repent, you become the beloved of Allah again. So my friends, we are in need of Allah. So even if we have to repent a million times in 24 hours, we should not feel tired. It's not something difficult to repent. Even if we have to repent 1,000 times in 24 hours, if that tawbah, if that repentance is connecting us to Allah again, and we are becoming His beloved again, it is not costly. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. Jo nakam hota, Hazrat Khaja Aziz Ursan Majzub Rahmatullah Ali, the senior Khalifa of Hakim al-Ummat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, the person who continually fails throughout his life in keeping his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in keeping his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes the beloved of Allah and then he sins. He repents again, he becomes the beloved, he sins again. He repents, becomes the beloved, he sins again. So after a while he feels that I am a failure. That is what Shaitan whispers. You are a failure. You repented in Ramzan. 30 days of Ramzan was good, mashallah. And after that comes Shawwal, on the day of Eid you committed 5 sins. You could not remain the beloved of Allah. Then you repented, you sinned again, you repented, you sinned again, you repented, you sinned again. You can't do it. It's too tough for you. Too tough for you. You are a failure. And because you are a failure, you know that after you sin again, after you make tawbah, you are going to sin again. So, might as well not make tawbah. That is how Shaitan whispers. Because Shaitan knows that every time he will make tawbah, he will again connect to Allah. So the difference between that person who doesn't repent and the person who repents is that the one who does not repent, if he dies, he will die while being disconnected to Allah. Disconnected from Allah. And the person who repents, he will die as a person who is connected to Allah. There is a big difference between the two. So Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, jo nakam hota rahe umar bharvi, that person who continually fails throughout his life, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode, at least he should continue striving, trying. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. This connection of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should remain firm. If it breaks 100 times, through tawbah, he should join it 100 times. So everybody make a firm resolution, inshallah, that from today we will live a life of taqwa and tawbah. Let me give you another example. Person A and person B, they live for 60 years after becoming baligh. They both become baligh at the same time, assuming, and they live for 60 years after becoming baligh. Person A, person B. Person A, person B, their life is exactly the same. Let's assume. It's not possible that two people's life is same, but let's assume, both friends. And both of them commit the same number of sins. So both of them have become balig today. They wake up tomorrow morning. Now they'll be questioned for anything they do. They leave their homes, return home at night after committing sins. Exactly same number of sins. Quantity, quality, same sins. Both of them return home. And through the barakah of iman, every mu'min finds regret after committing a sin. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I always tell my friends that after committing a mistake, when you find remorse and regret in your heart, that is a sign that Allah loves you. That is why He is knocking at your door. This remorse and regret is Allah knocking at your door. Then my servant, by committing this sin, you have gone away from me. And this remorse and regret is there to bring you back, that repent and come back to me. Remorse, regret is always there. Worst type of sinner, he will also find regret and remorse. That why am I doing this? Why can't I change my life? He may not show it to others. But he will find remorse. Both of them, they return home. They lie down on their beds, head on the pillow, and both of them finds regret. Person A uses this ni'mat of regret and he says, "Oh Allah, I am repenting." He makes a firm resolution that he will not return to these sins again. And person B ignores this ni'mat of Allah. He ignores the knocking of Allah and he does not open the door of his heart. Person A opens the door of his heart and he says, "Oh Allah, I will not do this again." The following day, overcome by nafs, shaitan, bad company, again he does the same thing. Both of them go out, same sins and return again. This cycle continues for 60 years. 60 years. They are both doing the same things. Person A is repenting daily. And when he is repenting, the firm resolution is that enough is enough, from tomorrow no more. But then again, overcome by shaitan nafs, he commits the sins. But when at night, he is making firm resolution. And person B, he ignores this knocking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes the final day of their lives. They are 60 years old. They both go to sleep at night. One sleep after repentance, the other sleeps after ignoring the repentance. And they die. On the day of Qiyamah, when they will be resurrected, one will be resurrected as a sinless person. And the other will be resurrected as a person who has sinned for 60 years. So why do people say, what is the point of tawbah? Why should we give up? We've got nothing to lose. So hold fast. Taqwa, tawbah. Why does shaitan make us despondent from repenting to Allah? Because every amal has an effect. Any food we eat, it has an effect on our physical body, physical health, vitamin A, vitamin B, nutrition, this, that. Every amal has an effect on our spiritual life, spiritual health. The effect, one of the effects of tawbah is that when a person continually repents, 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 then through the barakah of repentance, his heart becomes more stronger and he is able to resist that sin more. A person consumes alcohol and after that regret, remorse, makes a firm resolution that I will not do this again. His heart will become slightly stronger, then slightly stronger, slightly stronger. The resistance power was only 24 hours. As a result of tawbah, 50 times, 60 times, he will be able to resist this sin for 2 days now, for 48 hours. And if he continues making tawbah, this resistance will increase to 72 hours, then 4 days, then 5 days, then 1 week, then 1 month, then 6 months, and a time will come where there will be a barrier between him and this sin. It is for this reason shaitan whispers, what's the point? You are a failure, you will never be able to make it. What's the point of tawbah? So taqwa and tawbah. Taqwa and tawbah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. To the best of your ability, give everything to taqwa, abstaining from disobedience to Allah. And until when? وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. In this first verse, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite 3 verses in the khutbah of nikah. In the first verse, he answers the question, what? What do I need to do? So, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. I need to give everything that I have to abstain from disobedience to Allah, to abstain from disobedience to Allah, and I need to do that until I breathe my last. This is what I need to do. In the second verse of the Quran, another question, why do I need to do this? Why? I need to do this, why? Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa bassa minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. I need to do this because he is my Rabb. He is my nourisher. He is my cherisher. He is the one who has granted me existence from nothing. He is the one who has granted me parents. He is the one who has granted me children. He is the one who has granted me siblings. He is the one who has granted me eyes, ears. He is the one who grants me rizq. He has granted me everything. He is the one who has created the sun for me, the moon for me, the stars for me. Ye khetiyan sarsabz hain. Teri giza ke waste, ye chand, suraj aur sitare hain ziya ke waste. Ziya, noor, roshni. Ye chand, suraj aur sitare hain ziya ke waste. Ye sara jahan tere liye aur tu hai khuda ke waste. I have to obey him in all circumstances, and if I disobey him, I have to repent immediately and make him happy because he is my Rabb and he has granted me everything. What do I have to do? I have to abstain from disobedience. I have to always please him. And if I displease him, I have to repent. Why? Because he is my Rabb. He is my Rabb. And in the third verse, how? How? What do I need to do? Why do I need to do? And how do I do? يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. How can I bring this taqwa in my life? How can I bring this ability of taqwa and tawbah in my life? In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows one method by controlling your tongue. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. As a result of controlling your tongue, slowly, 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 your heart will be enlightened with the noor of taqwa. And when the heart is enlightened with the noor of taqwa, abstaining from disobedience to Allah becomes very easy. And when a sin is committed, repenting becomes very easy also. It becomes nature. So let us try to control our tongues as much as possible. Our mashayikh, our elders, they say, tol phir bol. Tol phir bol. Weigh first. Assess. Assess. Is what I am going to say beneficial in this world, the hereafter? No, then control your tongue. Is what I am about to say harmful for me in this world, hereafter? Control yourself. Control yourself. Man samata naja. One who remained silent has become successful. He has saved himself from the calamities in this world and calamities in the hereafter. Control your tongue. Only speak when the opportunity of saying good arises. And if the opportunity of saying good does not arise, then control your tongue. Control your tongue so that you are not questioned in the hereafter. And as a result of this mujahada, this exercise, this striving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enlighten your heart with the noor of taqwa. So in the first verse, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite during the khutbah of nikah, what do I have to do is answered. In the second verse, why do I have to do this is answered. And in the third verse, how do I do it? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم، واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات، وألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم في مرضانا وارحم موتانا، اي ارحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما، عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما، فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما، حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما، صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، تقوی اور توبہ والی زندگی نصیب فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین، گناہوں میں زندگی گزر گئی، آپ کی نافرمانی میں زندگی گزر گئی، ہم الہ العالمین مجرم ہیں، اقراری مجرم ہیں. الہ العالمین، حقیقت یہ ہے کہ ہم اپنے کو دیندار سمجھتے ہیں، مگر جب اپنا جائزہ لیتے ہیں تو تیرے دربار میں پیش کرنے کے لیے کچھ نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین، خالی ہاتھ ہیں، تہی دامن ہے. الہ العالمین، ہمارا آج کا یہ جو ارادہ ہے تقوی اور توبہ کا، اس کو قبول فرما لے، اسی پر الہ العالمین زندہ رکھ، اور اسی پر موت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین، دل میں تقوی توبہ لانے کے لیے جن جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے، غیب سے اس کا انتظام فرما، علماء مشائخ دعوت کے کام کی قدر نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین، ہم سب کو دنیاوی اخروی خیرات سے مالا مال فرما، جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفا عطا فرما، جو مرحومین ہیں ان کی مغفرت فرما، جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، جو مصیبت زدہ ہیں انہیں عافیت عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین، آج کے اس نکاح میں خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما، دلہا دلہن کو آپس میں خوب محبت عطا فرما، مودت عطا فرما، انس و الفت عطا فرما، اتفاق اتحاد کی زندگی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین، اس نکاح کو خیر کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا، اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین، اس نکاح کو تقوی میں ترقی کا ذریعہ بنا، دین میں ترقی کا ذریعہ بنا، ایمان کی تکمیل کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین، اس نکاح کو دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین، دلہا دلہن کو ہر قسم کے شرور سے، فتن سے، آفات سے، بلیات سے، بدناظرین کی نظر سے، شریروں کے شر سے، مفسدین کے فساد سے، ماکرین کے مکر سے، حاسدین کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما، شیطانی اور نفسانی اثرات سے ان کی حفاظت فرما، انہیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما. آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے لیے جو جو دعائیں فرمائی تھی اپنی حیات طیبہ میں، وہ ساری ان کے حق میں قبول فرما. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دلہا دلہن کے جو اچھے اچھے اوصاف بیان فرمائے ہیں، ان سے ان کو متصف فرما، انہیں ایک دوسرے کا حق ادا کرنے والا بنا، انہیں بھی ان کی ہونے والی اولاد کو بھی دونوں خاندانوں کے لیے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا, آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. ہم سب کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کو قبول فرما. ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, دوست احباب, محبین, محسنین میں سے جو جو زندہ ہیں الہر عالمین, ان کی قبروں کو, ان کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما, ان کی نیکیوں میں برکت پیدا فرما, تقوی میں برکت پیدا فرما. جو آپ کی بارگاہ میں آ چکے ہیں ان کی مغفرت فرما, ان کو بلندی درجات عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین.